now. See there. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, that tonight we're going to praise you with all our hearts, Lord. Not only that, we're going to praise and we're going to pray. And when we pray, Lord, we know that our prayers get answered because we have an open heaven and we have faith to believe that everything that we pray is going to be answered. We thank you, Lord, for moving in our hearts to pray and to pray the things that you have us to pray, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for this gift of praise that we have also tonight. We're going to praise you with all our hearts in Jesus' name because we know it's going to be some shaking going on soon. Lord, we just praise you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, I ask that you bless everybody on this fellowship tonight, all nine of us. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. 10. There comes fudge. Amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? I want to tell you. Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I do have one. I was able to fellowship with my cousin and his wife. For some reason, right off the bat, I started talking about Jezebel. And it was like, okay, that's cool, whatever, you know. And the topic just kept coming back. Like, we, you know, go off on something else and it come right back to Jezebel. We'd go off on something else and come right back. And then his wife just kind of like explodes a little bit. It's like, what's this Jezebel? You know, what's this Jezebel thing? We keep going off on it. Up. And so we explained to her what Jezebel was, and she started getting really upset, you know, really upset. And
that spirit,
I thought she was going to start crying. I was like, what's going on? You know, so I was trying to take it easy, you know, I was trying to back off a little bit, not push it too hard, you know, not try to give any condemnation, nothing like that. You know, like, hey, you know, we're not talking about you at all. Just like, this is what the spirit is and how it works. And then she's sitting there and she like pops up. She's like, I just had a revelation. My cousin is a Jezebel. And she's sitting there like it clicked for her. She started understanding like the things that she was talking, like how they speak, how they can manipulate, this and that. But by the end of the evening, she was open to hearing and just praise the Lord. You know?
Praise God.
Cause that spirit is, it could have kicked us out of that house, you know, but she fought it internally by God's grace and was able to start receiving all this. And now she wants more. You know, she's really looking for more of that knowledge, more of that revelation. So Lord, I just lift up my cousin and his wife to you, Lord. He was loving the whole thing. He's like, yeah, amen. Cause he sees right through it as well, you know, but it's hard when your other half doesn't agree with you. It's tough. So Lord, I just lift them up to you and I praise you that she was able to receive this, the revelation that you are opening her eyes, Lord. And you've been doing this. We've prayed about her before and you are taking her through something, Lord. We just praise you because this family was really rocky a couple of years ago and you saved them out of that mess. And Lord, we just know you're going to do something great in this family. You're going to show your grace. You're going to show your works and you're going to use them mightily in your kingdom. And I praise you for that, Father, that you gave us that opportunity to share with them and fellowship with them. And I just praise you, Lord. Praise you for everything. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. This will be the start of something new up there. Maybe we'll get rid of all the Jezebels up there. Glory to God. That's
amen.
Awesome.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Father. Well, thank you, Phil. Go ahead, Vanita.
I was just curious, Phil, does she go to the Slavic church there?
They sure do.
Oh, okay.
Where Jezebel reigns. You know, my whole life I grew up listening to them say, well, the man is the head of the family, but the wife is the neck. So, you know, and that's just kind of the motto, but nobody knows that's actually Jezebel ruling the church, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, amen, Lord. Thanks
bring
for
them
bringing
out, Lord.
Them out. Bring them out, Lord. It is done. We believe it. It's going to happen fast. Angels are we're sent out, yes, on Tuesday when we told them to go out to our families, and they're working already. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I also have a family request now that you mentioned that. I just realized my cousin lives in New Jersey, and when we were in San Francisco, he was out there too, and he's always a real questions everything, and he just has always asking questions and stuff. So he was asking a lot about the Bible and this and that, and then he was like, well, you know, what do you read? Where do you read your Bible? I'm like, well, you know, a lot of times I just go online and I have an app and I go read that. And he's like, well, can you send it to me? And I was a little hesitant. He's got, well, he's healed now because I prayed for him, but, and you know, he had some mental things going on, and his parents are real sensitive about what he reads and what he's taught, what we talk about and things. So I was a little bit hesitant to send him anything. So he called me the other day and we're talking. He's like, you never sent me that link to the app for the Bible. I'm like, well, you know, it's just, I don't know. If, didn't know if you're ready for it. I don't know. He's like, well, where do you go? Tell me where to get it. So he was really pushing. So I gave it to him and I told him where to go and what to do. And so I just want to thank the Lord for his heart to seek it out, Lord. And Lord, just give him a revelation as he reads that, Lord. We just send the angels even to him to just be there with him as he's reading the word, as he's reading your word, the living word, Lord. It is alive and it can change him in an instant, Lord. And we just thank you for doing that for him and just opening his mind up to that. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yep. Open their minds up, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
My mom sent me an article. Michael, you had mentioned this to me the other day, but in Nigeria, there were 160 Christians were killed and 500 wounded between Saturday night through Christmas, sporadically. It was by Muslim jihadists. So I'd like to pray for them. Father, we praise you and thank you that you are a merciful God, and we ask you, Father, for you to comfort all those that have gone through this. And Lord, we just ask you to, we just command in the name of Jesus healing to these ones that were injured. And Father, we even ask that they would be resurrected in the resurrection that we're believing for like the ones we're believing for to be resurrected, Father, and that it would start a great revival, and that you would bring repentance to those of your elect among these jihadists, Lord. And just we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for the awesome, miraculous, supernatural things that you're going to be doing very shortly. And we just thank you and praise you for that. And we thank you for the healing, miraculous healings of the ones that were injured. And put faith in the hearts and belief in the hearts of all of the Christians, Lord, that have gone through this, Lord, and just pour out your spirit of comfort and grace and faith in their hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I saw a total of 140. I don't know if they were all Christians or not, but in Nigeria is what it was, with the one, the total that I saw.
My mom, this is from the Western Journal, and it's pretty conservative. I don't know if it's really considered Christian, but it kind of sounds like it is, because she sends me stuff now and then, and they always seem to be Christian related. news things. It's they said more than 160 Christians.
Oh, 160. Okay. I thought you said 60. I'm
No,
sorry.
160.
Okay. That's probably the latest. This has been a few days ago.
Yeah, this is from December 27th, this article.
Okay. The rest of that.
We just praise you and thank you, Father, for your miraculous work in the midst of this, Lord. In
Thank you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, who's next? He's got some prayers. Yeah, Isaac, I guess.
You got it right.
All right, bud.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Good to see you all tonight. I give a testimony? I know we I don't mean to get in the middle of the way if we're doing prayer requests.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, so I two things I want to tell y'all. The first thing, first off, testimony. So y'all know I've been dealing with this issue where have like blood in my urine and whatnot. And it's been like, man, what's going on here? Anyways, and that started about like a month ago. And it's been a real trial of my faith, right? So I'm having a hard time. I was having a hard time using the bathroom and whatnot. Let me just start this way. First of all, I'm healed. So thanks, Lord. But there's more
Amen.
to it than that. Yeah, thank God. And there's more to it than that, though. So I didn't know when it started. It was actually over a month ago. It was probably like, man, it was like early November is when it happened. Maybe it's whenever I got that, I got a deer this year and, I lifted up by myself and it was 8-point deer. It's pretty heavy deer. Wasn't like massive, but it was pretty heavy and that was hard, especially when it's dead weight. And I had to put it in the back of the truck and that was really, really hard on me. And, you know, I've been running and stuff, you know, after work, just trying to get in better shape. Man, I was hurting after that in places I never felt before. It's like, ooh, that hurts. But I didn't think much of it. But that same week, you know, I used the bathroom and there's blood when peeing. And I was like, man, that's not good. And I said, all right, moving on. So we just kept on moving forward. And didn't pay no much mind. Didn't think about it much. And but I did talk about it with my boss and I did tell him, like, hey, you know, we were talking about the deer and I mentioned, I said, man, yeah, I picked it up so heavy. You know, and like, I think I strained something. Okay. So I put a little faith in the, in that, right? I put a little faith in the flesh, if I will. Anyways, well, it gets better and I take like a week off from running and I cut a lot of wood. I got two, mind you, I'm gonna say it again, two steel chainsaws, okay? What's better than one steel chainsaw? Two steel chainsaws. So I was cutting some wood. And that's right, Andrew. And so, but these are heavy logs I was cutting through and I was trying to stack them all nice and neat and trying to clear out some land. And man, that night I had some more blood and I was like, dang it. And I go to use and then I go to work the next day and man, it just hits me. I am hurting bad, just badly hurting. And I tell the, you know, I'm just going to tell you, I was weak here, guys. And I told my boss, hey, I'm leaving. I need to go get this figured out. And so I went to a convenience care. And here's the thing. The lady said to me, they had me pee in a cup. And they told me, asked me to tell them what I did. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I know I've had kidney stones in the past. I said it could be this or that. And she was not comforting. Speaking of Jezebels, let me just tell you. She goes, Isaac, or she didn't even know my name, but she goes, look, call me a kid. She goes, kid, I wish I could help you, but there's something wrong with you. And I said, well, that's comforting. And, she did, man. Listen. They're not there to comfort. I'm being serious right now. They are not there to comfort you. And I'm going to tell you why. When Jesus spoke out against the lawyers, he knew exactly what he's talking about because lawyers have got into the workplace. They've gotten every place, the medical industry. They don't want to give you any good news, right? Because then you might just hold them accountable. So they're going to speak the curse over you, right? And they do it for, because they don't want to pay a lawsuit. That stuff's expensive, right? Just deal with the stress. Okay, it's easier that way. And that's how they would rather you get good news at the end rather than have some type of comfort. It's just how it is. It's unfortunate. Anyways, moving on. So she looks, she goes, she said to me, she goes, because I can't help you. You need to go see a urologist. And I said, okay. And I said, where do you find them at? NASA? And she was like, no, you just, give me a number. And she's like, but, and I said, you think it'll get better? She goes, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, okay. And I didn't say much to her. And it was all good. She was kosher. She's just being who she is. And I said, all right. And, I left there and I did schedule an appointment for the urologist on 29th. But listen, I'm going to get to that too. Y'all hang with me now. I don't mean to be so long-winded. I do apologize, but this is a really good learning experience and I want you guys to know what I went through so you don't go through this. I'm really serious right now. And I was struggling with my faith because I really just didn't have boldness before the Lord, right? And I'm like, what's going on? Peeing blood, but this has been going on for weeks now. When I've had a kidney stone, it passed within a day or two. This is going on. And I don't even really feel any pains. It's just there. And I really started listening, man, and I was like, okay, Lord, why has this been permitted to me? And I know why. Unforgiveness, man. I had all this unforgiveness for seriously a Jezebel at work. Let me tell you, if they can't get you to submit to them, they can at least make you bitter towards them. And either which way, Satan's got you. So be watchful, okay? They'll get you. If they can't get you through submission, they'll get you through bitterness. All right? And that's what was dealing with me. And so, Satan's still a double agent, man. He's got more than one side to work. And so the thing is, I said, okay, Lord. I said, Lord, would you show me exactly what I've done? I'm going to tell you, man, the Lord came through strong. I had a dream of a fella at work who's so helpful, but he just sometimes gets in the way. But he's so incredibly helpful. And I had a dream that he'd come over to help me with this POC project. And he was doing it, but he just kind of took over it and just got completely in my way and started putting his thought process. When you program, like, this field, you guys know this. There's a thousand ways to do something. But in your mind, you're doing it this way. And somebody comes in and you just don't understand why they do it this way. And it will probably work, but it's just throwing a wrench, in the gear. It's like, okay, this is not the way my mind works. So in the dream that happened and I just walked away from it and I went into this restaurant and I talked to some coworkers that I actually work with and I started gossiping about him. Okay. Well, let me tell you, I've done that before to him in the past, and he's the most well-meaning guy in the world. Okay. The Lord showed me that. So I repented and I said, Lord, make a way for me to bring him out here to me so I can repent to him. That didn't actually fulfill, like he didn't actually come out here for me to apologize. Not to say it won't happen, but that's for this story right now, in this moment in time, it's neither here nor there. But, still going through trial. I said, Lord, what else is it? What's going on? And I had a dream that there was a conversation I had with a guy and I had it a week before where it got real bad. I was just in constant pain, couldn't use the bathroom, couldn't really do anything. It was bad. And I actually went back to the conversation I had a week prior. This conversation really happened between me and a fella. And I didn't, what happened was he thought he was trying to tell me maybe we should keep God out of some conversations. It's just not everybody's intrigued. And I was like, well, I didn't agree with him by no means. But I wasn't bold. I wasn't like, no, every place is a place to witness for the Lord. I didn't say that. I was like, man, I don't know. I think you're looking too much into it. And I said, no, I get what you're saying. But first of all, don't even give him that much agreement. I get what you're saying. Don't do what I did, because I did that. the Lord showed me what I said in the dream. I went back to that conversation. I watched the conversation again in the dream. And then what's so crazy, this is a friend that I grew up with. In the dream, the Lord showed me my brother, and he said, "You should have answered it like your brother did." And I said, "Okay." And I woke up and I asked my brother, I said, "Nathan," I texted him and said, What did you text our friend we grew up with? What did you tell him when he brought up the whole God thing?" And he goes, "Well, I looked at him and asked him, how long have you been evil and how long have you been listening to Satan?" I said, "Ooh, that was bold." Now, what he told me, and that's how Nathan is though. Now, I'm not saying I'd said that, but I shouldn't have done what I did. I should have been bold. I should have been willing to be like, okay, I don't have to meet in the middle here. And even though I grew up with this friend since I was 7 years old, I'm going to lose him for the Lord. I should have chose that path. I didn't. So he showed me that. And the Lord showed me quite a few other things too, as far as like comfort, where I'm at right now. And it's easy to feel like you have your needs met. And like, sorry guys, I am sorry it's long-winded, but I really think this is good for all of us, if you would. But it's, we've been getting some bills paid off, and it's like, okay, I'm getting to a comfortable place. But if that's not the wrong thinking, now I know that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. I do understand these things. And I would have these slight thoughts and I have to cast them down. And then I would have these thoughts of, well, maybe I'll buy this. You know what? I should let the morrow worry about itself and be anxious for itself. Even in purchasing or whatever I do, I shouldn't even have any plans for stuff like that. I should just be content and just be thankful for today in the now. And, so he showed me that. And then he showed me to honor thy father and thy mother. I should do better at that as well. I want to tell you something else, but then I'm going to get to the really good part here. As I talk, my boss is actually a really good Christian man. I'm really thankful for him. I'm not saying that because like I'm that type of guy at work. Like I've never been much of a boss pleaser or anything. I've actually had a lot of hard bosses in my life, but it was necessary for me because I needed to come under submission. It was just my path. In that last job, I feel like the Lord finally overcame it in me, and my next boss is a Christian boss. Anyways, long story short, that lady who's Jezebel, who I was having a real hard time with, man, where I would be driving home talking to myself out loud, arguing with her. It's serious. He said, "Isaac, I want you to forgive her." He said, "You do understand though that diseases come upon people who don't forgive." He says, "If you don't forgive, your heavenly Father won't forgive you." And this is my boss telling me this. And I'm like, man, I know you're right. And he goes, and here's the crazy thing. He told me that before I went through this, weeks before I went through this. And he said, "Now I want you to go home." And he said, "Don't pray for her to forgive her like you've been doing it. Just you forgive her." And he said, "But I want you to go home. I want you to close your eyes." And he said, "I want you to imagine you got her locked away in that dungeon of unforgiveness of yours. It's dark. She's behind bars. I want you to unlock that, open that door up and have her come out and be free. You go do that and close your eyes. So when you forgive her, you let her out of that dungeon you made for her." And I did that, man. Like her dad actually works there too. And I pretended she was a little girl, innocent little girl. Like she was at some point in time. I have to believe it. Sure she was. And she ran to her father and I forgave her. And so I continued through this prog situation to where I was still hurting. And I said, "Lord, I just want faith to not go to the urologist on the 29th. I may not be there at the moment, but Father, I'm asking for a measure of faith here. And I'm asking you to just make it happen. Give me the faith between now and then. I don't want to go. I know what these doctors do, man. I know. I get it." Anyways, so like I say, I'm in a month into this thing. And man, I'm at work using back. Sorry, I don't mean to be. Give you too much information, but I'm using the bathroom and out of nowhere. Yeah. I just had some pain that went right through me. Ended up being a kidney stone. But a kidney stone for a month. I haven't heard of that one because the Lord wasn't going to let me pass it until I finally got through this thing, man. And I was also listening to E.W. Kenyon, Jesus the Healer. man, guys, I'm telling you, that is a good one on YouTube. It's the audiobook. He goes over so much Luke about the physician whole thing, about the infirmity of the flesh, you know, and the thorn that Paul talked about. He handles it, and he goes over how Jesus is what we need. And oh my Lord, I listened, and I listened on the way to work, and I listened back. It's a 2-hour audiobook thing. I probably listened to it 4 or 5 times already. Anyways, and I'm very, very thankful. So I just want to say I appreciate you guys' prayers. I'm sorry if that was so long-winded. You can imagine the worst things would try to get in my mind and tell me it's this or it's that, or hey, your time's dwindling down, Isaac. You better figure out how you're going to turn over your stuff to your wife. You know, try to throw death at me here. I can't accept those things, right? All kinds of my things would come over my mind, and I wasn't real fast at casting down immediately, but I got faster, and the Lord was with me on it, and He just did it, man. So, moral of the story: let him out of the cages if there's any unforgiveness, because judgment starts in the house of God, and judgment's coming upon the earth, but it's going to start in the house of God, and He's going to clean up His church before He starts judging the world. And I'm telling you right now, take it from me. I'm a good example. It happened to me. But anyways, number two, this issue's real quick. So y'all know that video, that music video y'all, everybody likes. I love it. Oh, I forget. Well, Hezekiah Walker, the one where he's, yeah, that one. When y'all watch that again, Michael, I don't know if you're going to plan on playing it. I want y'all to look in the background. That fountain behind them is a man goat. There's a goat. This is going to be a good thing. It's a goat head in a man's body. And he's got a book, and it looks like a demonic. It is demonic. It is. If you go to library, U.S. Congress library.gov, this is the actual government's website. It's called the Satan, Statue of Satan. It's the 5-point Birmingham, Alabama statue. Did a lot of research on this, which makes this, yep, there are frogs in the water fountain too. Right. There's all kinds of wild stuff. And the guy that designed that, his name's Frank Fleming. When he found out people were saying it was demonic, the news came to his house. He said he was very upset about it. And he said, so he didn't want people to think he's a devil worshiper. So he pulled all the skulls out of his house. Okay, red flag. Why would you even have skulls hanging up in your house? And if you look at this guy's art, this stuff is wicked looking. And I don't want to say much about him because I don't know him, but sometimes you look at a person, you can see how they inwardly manifest things outwardly. I'll leave it there because I don't want to judge him in case I'm wrong here. But the video's better now because when I watch it, I see a lot of Gothic and Satanists actually go to that area and they hang out and congregate there, which makes the video even better because they go and shout to God in front of that thing. That's what I'm trying to get at. So if you watch that video and you see it, oh, it's so much more powerful now. Check it out, man. I'm telling you. And just look to the fountain. You'll see the goat heads. When you are playing it, I seen that. I said, what is that? Is that what I think it is? And I was watching. I said, man, that's exactly what I thought it was. And I looked it up and sure enough, it's all there. But, yeah, anyways, it's just the video's even more awesome.
Yeah, it's on the list tonight. Somebody hit it in now. Okay, is anybody? Judy's having a fit over here to play it now. Y'all want me to play it now?
Do it.
No. Do what?
I was just saying, yeah, do it, play it.
Okay. Gonna mess up my order, but that's okay. All right, let's do it here, folks.
Thank you. God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
You muted, Michael.
All right. Anybody else got a prayer they want to pray before we get really into it? That was good. I like that song. That's one of my favorites.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Can I just have quick time? I'm really been struggling with my visions. Yesterday as well, sometimes I just feel it's from the enemy and sometimes not. And I misunderstood, why it misinterpret the visions. So I have to confess it to the Lord, it misinterpreted. But I think with fingers is, I just need more time spending on what's from the Lord and what's new. So you have prayed for me for discernment, so I just need some time. Well, I confess I need some more time spent with the Lord and not just getting it too quick and go on with it.
Right.
But need more.
Amen.
How can I say?
Let me
I
tell you a
need
little
more time.
story.
I my dis my dis sorry, my decisions should be much more time with the Lord on figuring out if it's just from the Lord or not, and not just quickly shut it off and just say that no, it's not from the Lord. So I just confess that and I ask pray for
Listen
that
to
for
me,
me,
Lord.
please.
Okay, we will. Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Joe to you. I lift up everybody in here to you, Lord. And I ask and I pray, Father God, that you would put patience in us, the patience to wait on you to give us the full answer. And Father, I praise you and I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that you are putting that in us right now to wait on you until we hear your full word. And we praise you for it, Father. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome. They used to do that a lot in churches, Lord. The Quakers. The Quakers would come together in a meeting. Nobody would say anything. They'd come in and sit out and focus on the Lord. And the first one that started quaking had the message for the day. That's what happened to them. Kenneth Hagin. When he first started out on Sunday nights, they'd all come together. They'd come in and sit out and focus on the Lord. Just do nothing but focus on the Lord. Phenomenal things happened when they did. Phenomenal things. And Father God, I know if we would just discipline ourselves to sit down, lay down, whatever, and focus nothing but on you, Lord. That phenomenal things would happen in our life as well. You would interpret dreams. You would give us words of knowledge. The gifts would be in operation. The shakings would happen, whatever that is. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, that you have placed it in our hearts to do that from now on because we love you more than we love ourselves. And when we surrender ourselves to you, Father God, those phenomenal things will happen to us as well. Father, I thank you for doing that for Joe right away and us too. In Jesus' name. I need that patience right now, Lord. Lord of God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Yes.
everybody.
Amen, Joe. You got it, brother. Go ahead, Debbie. It's hard for us to hear you when you're muted. It just can't hardly hear a word, Debbie.
Well, I'm just following you. Didn't you do that a few minutes ago?
It sounded good to you, didn't it?
I just wanted to share. I wanted to share a prayer request. First, I wanted to say that I felt as Joe was sharing, the Lord saying to take advantage of His mercy. Is such mercy and grace because things are so close now, and he's gonna need. He really needs us, and he's letting us know what Joe said, and it's his mercy. I just felt strongly that it was just saying, take advantage of my mercy and don't turn this away, don't not do this or just do it for a day. And so I'm praying for. I'm thanking him for his mercy, and I'm praying too for his more mercy upon me every day that I would press in to do this. He wants us just not hear it and do it for a bit, but hear this and make this and really change and make this our life. So I just felt
really strongly to say that, that he's just saying, take advantage of my mercy. I'm so merciful that I give this warning that you need to spend more time with me. You need to buckle down and do it. So Lord, help us too. Thank you, Jesus. As you prayed, Michael. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. But, I'm going to put that down.
But I have a request, prayer request. Victory has a friend. He's found out he's got prostate cancer. And he was in the neighborhood where she used to live before she moved to where she is now. And it's a little ways away, about 40 minutes away. But he came out to help her with a vehicle when she needed a vehicle one day. She let her use his vehicle. But he's got prostate cancer. And I asked her if he knew the Lord. She said she knows he doesn't. And she wants to witness to him and share with him the gospel and talk to him about unforgiveness, because he's a very bitter person, she said. He's got a lot of unforgiveness and he just bemoans everything and everybody. But he's been a friend to her. He's been very helpful to her and the kids. So I told her we'd pray for him. So, and for her to be able to share with him that he would receive. So Lord, I just thank you, Lord. For Dan, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, you've put her in Victory's life. I thank you that he has seen the change in her over this past year and a half, Lord God, and he's really has seen it and expressed that to her, and she's had a chance to tell him that it's you, Lord. And I pray now, God, that you make an opportunity again for her to speak to him and speak into his life, God. You will grant that favor to her, Lord God, for him to receive from her, Lord God, and receive from you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that this is there's a reason in this, Lord God, and you got Hannah have been calling out to you, Lord, for mercy and cause him to repent, Lord God, and Lord, we know that you can even heal him. We ask for that, Lord God, that you'd heal his body, Father God, and we just thank you, God, when he becomes yours, that he will have that faith to receive healing, to believe you for it, to believe the healing at the cross you did for him, Lord God. So I just thank you, God, for working his life, Lord, and anointing Victory to share it when she does share, Lord God. And thank you for moving in him to draw him to repentance and reveal to him your salvation, Lord. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We break the power of Satan off of him right now.
Yes, amen.
In Jesus' name, you get your hands off of him, amen. Devil. You're not allowed anymore. And we thank you, Father, for granting repentance and bringing him in. In Jesus' name, we claim him into the kingdom right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank Amen. You, Lord, for doing that. We're looking for your glory in this, Lord. Amen. And we thank you for bringing him in. We know we're going to hear the testimony. Glory to God. Thank y'all you. Believe that, don't you? Amen. Praise Amen. God. Thank Praise
you,
God.
God. Thank you, God.
All right, that's Amen. Done. Praise God. Look for it. Amen. All right. Anyone else? I have a wonderful lineup tonight of some bands that I have called in here for a little bit of praise and worship tonight. So y'all sit back and get ready. Don't forget the bucket. All right, here we go.
Reveal the glory of the living God. glory. Let the weight of your glory fall. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, we feel.
For your name is holy. Oh, a simple song to sing. If I could have anything, let me be an offering. Let me be an offering. Let me be an offering.
Let me be an offering.
You set in motion, oh God. I sing all glory and honor. What is man that you are mindful? The Son of Man that you would care for him. We sing all glory and honor, oh Lord, our Lord. Oh, how awesome are you! Majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, may we see your kingdom come. Father, may your will be done in all the earth. In all the earth you gave dominion to your children, and you crown them, oh God. Glory and honor. So we sing of your name, live our lives for your greatness, oh God. In your glory and honor, oh Lord, our Lord. Oh, how awesome are your ways, how majestic is your name. Name above all names, creation.
nation cries out and every knee bows. Jesus, we crown you, O Lord, our Lord. The earth is full of the glory.
Oh, We come with expectation, waiting here for you. Love.
Yeah.
His chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. Folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything
she said was her, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. And I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did. Forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. My hair, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break. But I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every
there'll be no war, and there'll be no chains when Jesus comes. Let today be the day to come for the weak, and the strong just say, and all will believe in the power of his name. And come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and touch. Stand face to face. Come and lay it all down. 'Cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right.
And they would call the old deacon down, and he would just go to praying, an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today, head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful
I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember, I remember, I remember. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer. You've been my strong tower. You've been my everything. Ah, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send a glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's about to sweep through this household, and as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending. And as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead the blood, 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 the blood. The blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood.
I plead blood.
God, yeah. Hang on just a second. Oh man, he's just now getting started. That's an awesome. I thought y'all enjoyed that. I hope you did. I did. That's the way they used to pray all the time. I used to listen to them like that all the time. Glory to God. And some old white Pentecostal preachers would pray like that also. All right. That's all the songs. I just wanted to make sure that everybody that wanted prayer got prayer. If you didn't, raise your hand. Come on in. We'll pray for you. Lord of God, God can fix anything. Yeah, Joe.
Sorry, I just want to share something on, remember on a scripture in Isaiah 65, when the Lord says, before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet still speaking, I will hear. On Wednesday, I'll be short, Michael. On Wednesday, just finishing prayer, I want to sing a few songs to the Lord. While opening YouTube, I think about that a song. I couldn't remember his name. I know it was about Chris Tomlin. He was standing next to a truck playing his guitar, and I know there's wild horses running. So I thought about, I wonder what's that song's name. And I opened YouTube, and the second song, what was on my YouTube open, the Lord gave me that song. That was so awesome. Awesome. It just blew my mind. So it
Holy
was,
God.
But awesome. Thank you, Father. That just show how great our God is. Eh? So, amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. after the, we got that word from Debbie this morning earlier about what I talked about, how the Quakers would do and Ken Hagin would do. I got, let's see. Let me quote what Debbie said first. She said, take advantage, Debbie said she heard, take advantage of my mercy. As we were talking about getting alone with the Lord and just be patient and allow him, focus on him and allow him to talk to you. And I went ahead and got a word while we were listening to the music. the word that I got was John 14 and 20. My finger's on 20, but I read 20 and 21. In that day we shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. And I believe the Lord wants us to, in these next few days, to really get rid of all the distractions. I'm going to put do not disturb on my door because sometimes that works. And go ahead and do this. I want to hear what the Lord has to say about things, you know. Because I know we're in a time where we need to understand his word, don't we? We need to understand what he's saying to us. Amen. All right, has anybody got anything I'd like to say before we close out? Hey, Katie.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Better.
God is good. Praise God.
Blessed.
Praise God.
My mindset is totally better. So that's the most important part.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Praise God. Well, that's what we've been praying. Praise God.
Thank you guys so much for praying too. I really need it. And God's doing a work. I don't know quite yet exactly what he's doing, but he's doing a big work. That's all I know.
He's growing you up fast. That's what he's doing.
Yes. And also, if you guys could pray for just a clear answer on things too, because it kind of caught me out of left field. The people that run the place where Tim's at, it's not just for people who are going through like recovery from addiction. It's like a whole like fellowship community. And they offered me to go there with the baby and live there for the rest of the duration that Tim's in there. And of course, Tim wants me there, you know, because of course. And so I'm praying on that, if that's the Lord's will or not. I don't know yet, but it would be a cool opportunity because it is, you know, full of fellowship and community and other brothers and sisters literally 24/7. So maybe that's what the Lord wants. So if you guys could just pray that God will bring it to just absolute clarity for me and him, and that it wouldn't be confusing at all, that God would just speak clearly whatever he wants there.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for giving that word to Tim, and he would give it to Katie. And we thank you, Father, that it is coming real strong to him. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that whatever it happens, we know you're involved in it. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Give him the right word, Lord, a confirming word, that that's what you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? Okay, that's done. Glory to God. Anna, you okay? Okay, good. All right. All right, y'all be blessed, you hear? We'll see y'all. What is this, Thursday? Okay. Hey, by the way, let me hang on just a second.